the start of the new year, we like to take stock of the best art and culture of the past year. So now we're going to dig into some of our favorite books of 2023. We're talking about the best books we read last year and what books we're most excited to read in the new year. We've got two Wisconsin book experts with us with lots of recommendations. We want to hear what you think at 800-642-1234. What was the best book you read in 2023, new or old? Is there a book you find yourself recommending to everybody? Are you reading something great right now? Did you reread any books over the last year? Because they were so good. Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Kaylin Bavink is the owner of The Bookstore in Appleton. Kaylin, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob.
And Sonia Ackerman is a trustee at Wisconsin Valley Library Service, a former employee at Yankee Bookstore in Wausau, and a former librarian at public libraries and school libraries for over 40 years. Sonia, welcome to you.
Thank you very much.
I know it might be hard to pick just one, but if you had to out of last year, let's start with you, Sonia. What is a book that you find yourself recommending a lot?
I can't stop talking about Demon Copperhead. This was written by Barbara Kingsolver, won the Pulitzer Prize this year. She took inspiration from Charles Dickens' David Copperfield. But you don't need to read that to enjoy this book set in the Appalachians during the opiate crisis. A young boy born in a single wide trailer faced every back stabbing issue that you could find as a young boy. And it's hopeful. It's sad. It's awesome.
We heard from Susan on Facebook, who also recommended Demon Copperhead by Barbara Kingsolver. All right, Kaylin, your number one recommendation from last year.
William Kent Kruger's The River We Remember.
Tell us a little bit about that one.
Oh, my gosh. So this is a standalone of his. It's not part of the Cork O'Connor series. I'm total William Kent Kruger junkie. And it takes place in Minnesota, like almost all of his other books, and it follows a group of people where it's the a character that is on the police force, a Native American character that is accused of a crime, and I mean so many other characters that he interweaves into this story. Like you can picture, as you're reading it, you can totally picture the whole town in your mind.
And that's a great thought, Sonia. William Kent Kruger, Kaylin's author that she keeps going to. I'm like a science fiction guy. I've got some authors who, you know, if they released their laundry list, I'd probably go out and read it. Do you have authors that you follow almost fanatically?
Absolutely. And William Kent Kruger is one of those for me as well. I love his mystery series and his standalones. I am kind of, and always have been since Nancy Drew, a mystery junkie. So I loved this past year, the latest book by Deborah Crombie, A Killing of Innocents. This features a couple of Scotland Yard detectives who happen to be married. And they are trying to solve the murder of a young doctor. And then also in the mystery category, Jane Harper writes mysteries set in South Australia. Her characters are dry like the landscape. They've kind of got witty repartee that they shoot back and forth at each other, but real human mystery stories that are intricately woven.
And Kaylin, staying on the topic of authors you keep going back to on your list that you sent to us, you've got Jenny Lawson. I guess you did some binge reading of Jenny Lawson's books?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. She is so hilarious. And it's little, like, snippets and essays of weird things that she thinks about. Like, she collects taxidermied animals. She has like different autoimmune diseases. She has all these weird things that happen in her life, and somehow she can just bring so much humor and insight to them that you're just, you know, it's laugh out loud.
We are getting book recommendations, great books we might have missed in 2023, and ones to look forward to in this new year. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Was there something you read last year? And by the way, it didn't have to come out last year. New to you or reread for you that you loved, you keep thinking about, you keep recommending it. Is there an author you follow almost religiously? Is there something you look forward to in the new year? Join in at 800-642-1234. Okay, we're not going to leave 2023 completely behind. I want to start peeking ahead at this year, though. There's one book that you both had on your list, so I want to hear from each of you about this. Kristen Hannah, The Women. Sonia, why is this on your list?
Oh, I've read every one of Kristen Hannah's books. She can weave a tale. She wraps in really good historical research. The first book I read by her was The Nightingale, set during World War II, about a couple of sisters. And she's taken me into various historical settings with all her books. This new one is set during the Vietnam War. We hear a lot about the men and the soldiers and what they all did and what they went through when they came home, but we don't hear a lot about the women, and that's her focus for this new book.
And Kaylin, again, this is on your list too.
Oh, absolutely. I've read all of her historical fiction. Her previous one, The Four Winds, took place during the Great Depression. Such an amazing book.
And then another one on your list, Sonia, for the new year, The Hunter by Tana French. I've read one book by Tana French. The one I read was set in Dublin in Ireland. I think this one is elsewhere in Ireland. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Well, I am very much looking forward to it because she does a great job, like, drawing all aspects of a mystery, kind of leaving them all out there and has your brain trying to figure out, you know, just like the detective in the book. Her series, The Dublin Murder Squad, has been, maybe that's the one you read. This one is not part of that Dublin Murder Squad series. I think it follows the character called, that was in The Watcher, a retired Chicago police detective that has moved to Ireland. So I'm anxious to get my hands on that. And that's not out until March 5th.
That's The Hunter by Tana French. Let's shift gears for a look at the new year. Now, the band Bikini Kill was big back in the day, and there's a book, Kaylin, by one of the band members. Tell us about Rebel Girl.
Yes, it is about Kathleen Hanna. I am total Bikini Kill junkie. I just love her and her thoughts on life, and, you know, she has, you know, a lot of similarities with health problems that I have. So I'm just ready to eat it up. See if there's any little snippets I already haven't figured out about her.
Somebody asked for me to repeat the names, which is a great thought. That's Rebel Girl by Kathleen Hanna. Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Rana is with us in Cameron. Rana, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. My book club recommended the book Demon Copperhead, and it's not one I would have chosen myself, so I was glad it was recommended. I just found it to be so so full of the human spirit to overcome all these trials and tribulations of life and the terrible things that happen at such a young age, but the people in the book just keep moving forward and keep trying, and also... You know, it was, sorry about that.
That's okay.
There was a very many sad moments in it. I found it to be equally as joyful because of the tenacity of the people.
Rada, thanks for the call. Our third vote for Demon Copperhead by Barbara Kingsolver, our fourth, if the dog gets a vote, too. As she mentioned, though, we don't need to talk about the book more, but Sonia, she mentioned she wouldn't have thought she liked it. She got a recommendation. Can you talk a little bit about how we can discover those books that are maybe a little outside of our regular go-tos?
Well, because I follow certain authors, I will kind of, you know, always go down that path. But I follow several different people on Instagram. They call them bookstagrammers. And I also listen to several different podcasts every week where I, you know, furiously scribble down the names of the books or look them up later and get them on my list. Sometimes it's a long wait. I just heard about a new book, a thriller, and I went in my library list and I'm number 470 waiting for that book. So I don't know. I might get to that in 2025. Who knows?
Thanks again for that call. And Kaylin, your thoughts, other ways we can discover stuff maybe that we wouldn't usually think is our kind of stuff.
Well, definitely walking into the bookstore, because I will throw a William K. Krueger book at everybody.
Duck.
And a lot of, like, our recommendations, we get based off of customers that have talked about books that they've enjoyed. We get a lot of book clubs in the area, and so I'm constantly listening to what they're reading and getting their opinions on things. So, you know, you don't have to go online to look. You can talk to a real person, too.
We were talking about our favorite books of 2023, looking ahead at the new year of books as well. Kaylin Bavink is the owner of The Bookstore in Appleton, and Sonia Ackerman is a longtime librarian who also worked at Yankee Bookstore in Wausau. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Want to hear what your favorite book in 2023 was, whether you read it or listened to it? What book did you recommend to people again and again? Do you need a recommendation from somebody who spends a lot of time recommending books to people? We've got two of them. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up the conversation about the best books we read in 2023, books at the top of our reading list in 2024. You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 with your book recommendations. Or you could post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Our guest today with us, Sonia Ackerman, longtime librarian, worked at Yankee Bookstore in Wausau for a while, and Kaylin Bavink, owner of The Bookstore in Appleton. Back to your calls now. Will is with us in Eau Claire. Will, hi.
Hi.
Hi, what's your book, Will?
I would encourage everybody to read, or if you don't want to read the whole thing, it's over 300 pages. Become familiar with the content of Oath and Honor by Liz Cheney. Nonfiction, written by an acknowledged staunch conservative. And Liz was on the panel that investigated the January 6th insurrection. It's factual. It's detailed, well-documented. So that would be my recommendation. It reads, it reminded me of a movie, you know, some sort of fiction, but it isn't. So.
Well, thanks a lot for the call, Oath of Honor by Liz Cheney. Let's turn to some non-fiction things that are on your list. Kaylin, I think you've got one or two non-fictions on your list of recommendations you sent us.
Yeah, there are a couple on here. I do enjoy some good nonfiction. Graphic novel-wise, Mike Corrado did the book Flamer. That was really good nonfiction about a young boy learning at camp that he's gay and acknowledging it. Atul Gawande, I've read Being Mortal last year, as well as Complications. Those are both really make you think. Being Mortal definitely makes us think about what do we want our life to be like as we age, and as our parents age, because there's things to deal with. Also, there is Merlin Sheldrake did Entangled Life, which is a book about all different fungi. That was just really, really interesting, because you think of fungus as pretty boring and not doing much, but it's this magical thing. I don't even know how to explain it other than that.
All right. Thanks a lot for that call. We'll go to Marsha now in Appleton. Marsha, hi.
Hi. The book I wanted to recommend was Tom Lake by Ann Patchett, one of my favorite authors. And interestingly enough, she has a bookstore in Nashville, Tennessee that I was able to visit. I'm also a big William Ken Krueger fan and have ordered books from Caitlin before. here in Appleton. And one of the authors that I'm really in love with, and my husband enjoys her books too, is Louise Penny. And she's got a new one coming out, but it's not until October. So I'm going to have to come down and pre-order that from Caitlin soon. But any Ann Patchett book is always good.
All right. Are you recommending Ann Patchett, Sonia, this year?
Absolutely. I loved Tom Lake. Set in northern Michigan in the cherry-picking countryside. And it's a pandemic novel set in the pandemic, but it doesn't it doesn't have a huge influence on what's happening in the book. It's a family kind of figuring out some of their history, and I loved it. So I absolutely do concur with Ann Patchett and Louise Penny, who I'm looking forward to in October as well. You mentioned nonfiction, and there's a book that I haven't had gotten my hands on yet called Master Slave, Husband, Wife. And it's about an enslaved couple before the Civil War who disguised themselves as, the woman disguised herself as a man with a disability, and her husband then was her caregiver. And they have this harrowing journey north to escape slavery. And I can't wait to read that one.
Thanks again.
That's been a big book okay. club one here in this area.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Master, Slave, Husband, Wife by Lion Wu. Do I have that right?
Right?
Okay.
Yes.
Back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Grace is with us in Mount Pleasant. Grace, hi.
Hi. One of my favorite books, probably top five ever, is Matt Haig's. It's called The Midnight Library. It came out in 2023. It's about a woman who gets really depressed. A lot of bad things happen in her life, and she decides she's going to kill herself. And she ends up in a library. And the library is all about the alternative lives she could or did live. And if anybody liked The Alchemist, I would recommend this one. It's another type of book that you could read more than once. I don't buy many books anymore because I ran out of space in my house, but this one I did buy because I feel like if I read it more than once, I can get more out of it. It has a lot to do with perceptions, expectations on your own life and others around you. There's a lot of personal aspects to this, not just a wonderful, awesome, twisting story.
Interesting, Grace. Thanks a lot. That's The Midnight Library. It looks like it's a couple few years old, but that is totally fine. Kaylin, is that one that was on your radar?
That has definitely been a popular one here at the store for sure.
Excellent. Thanks. Thanks a lot for the call. Now, we've heard books, Ann Patchett, of course, a bookseller, and we've heard a couple books now about librarians here. I got to ask each of you, Sonia, are you drawn as a longtime librarian to seeing librarians portrayed for better or worse in books?
That is absolutely a hook that will grab me if I see it's a book about books or a book about libraries. I am waiting to read The Librarianist, about a retired librarian volunteering at a senior center in Portland, Oregon. Haven't gotten to crack that one open yet, but I'm anxious to do that soon.
And Kaylin, how about booksellers in books?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to get his name wrong. Sean Blythe. He did Diary of a Bookseller and Confessions of a Bookseller. My mom thought it was completely boring. I loved every minute of it.
back to your calls now. Christine is with us in Ford River, Michigan. Christine, hi.
Hello.
Hi. What did you want to recommend?
The book Warrior Girl Unearthed by Angeline Booley. It's a young adult mystery, but I'm 70 years old and I enjoyed reading it. It's you'll learn a lot about the Ojibwe culture, and she does a wonderful job of incorporating really positive information for teenagers. So if you have a teen, I'd recommend either. That book is 2023, an earlier book, Firekeeper's Daughter. Teach so much about prevention, positive prevention behaviors for teenagers. And again, they're very exciting mysteries. So if you like a mystery and you want to learn about the Ojibwe culture, Sugar Island in the Upper Peninsula, I recommend those books.
Okay. Angeline Bouley, Warrior Girl. Now, as she mentioned, she is not a young adult, but she enjoys young adult books. Kaylin, nothing wrong with that?
Nothing wrong at all. I love a good young adult. We have some customers that, you know, they are definitely no longer young adults, and that's all they read is young adult. They just like the pace of them.
All right. Thanks a lot for that call. Sonia, any young adult books that you might point us toward, whether or not we are, in fact, young adults?
Well, I also enjoyed The Firekeeper's Daughter, and we were lucky to have Angeline join us as part of our book festival in Wausau this fall. She joined us virtually, so we got to delve in a little bit into her storyline and the her method of keeping on top of her culture and current events. So that was definitely a plus one for me. I haven't read The Warrior Girl yet, but it's on my list. You know, I spent almost 40 years as a children's librarian, and since I've been retired, I have not kept up as much with young adult books, but boy, there's just amazing literature out there by like Jason Reynolds, you know, just awesome authors who are writing not just for young adults, but for every age.
And that's where we'll leave it. Sonia, thanks for joining us today.
You bet.
And Kaylin, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, anytime.
That's Kaylin Bovink, owner of The Bookstore in Appleton, and Sonia Ackerman, trustee at Wisconsin Valley Library Service. As you just heard, a librarian in schools and public libraries for about 40 years, former employee at Yaki Bookstore in Wausau. They talked to us about some of the best books they read last year, books they're looking forward to reading this year. They have a lot more recommendations. I think we're going to have to write something up and pop it at WPR.org. Don't hold your breath, but we'll get it up there as soon as we can.